You have a role where, you know, you have to be ready at all times. How do you keep yourself ready that when you're called upon, you're ready to go in and play your game?
Yeah, I think it's just taking every day really seriously. And if you're going to go, you know, a few days or a week or two without playing, you got to treat your practice like games and prepare for those reps to be like your most dialed in and your games, so you're ready to go when you're called upon. That definitely helps.
You know, the type of game that you play, it's obviously comes natural to you. Is that the type of game that you've played your whole career? I mean, have you, even before maybe you became a pro, is it something you kind of grew into? You know, it's the type of style where, you know, you're going to grind, you're going to be there for teammates and that type of thing. Is it something you've always done, or is it something you developed as you came along?
Yeah, I think it's something that I've always kind of had. It's become more of a focus or focal point throughout as my career's kind of gone along. Like, obviously, we all used to play on the power play and stuff when we were kids. That's not the case anymore, clearly. But, yeah, I feel like I've always had that physical edge and, you know, be there for teammates. It's always been a big part of me and how I was raised, take care of people around you. So I guess it's always been something that I've had, but it's kind of, you know, something that gets noticed or more popular now as my career's gone on. It's, you know, definitely something that I do, so yeah, so be it.
It's something that Lindy's noticed too. I mean, he's talked about you and said that, you know your role, you do it well, you're not somebody he has to worry about. That has to be nice that, you know, the coach feels that way about you too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Lindy's a very direct guy, and I personally like that. It's very black and white what he expects from me, and that makes it easy on me to just go out and do those things. So go on the ice, be hard to play against, don't get scored on, and be physical and bring the energy I bring in the room, on the bench, in between periods, locker room music, whatever the case is, just, you know, be a good teammate and then follow those couple things for him, and, you know, it's easy going.
You, with the role you have, can and do play with any defenseman on this team. Is that difficult, not being able to get a chemistry with a pair, or is it just something that you can do?
You know, it can be sometimes. I think in our case, with me at least, in our group, you know, we have so many good, talented players, and I've had shifts with literally everybody throughout the course of the season. I practice virtually everybody throughout the season. So, I mean, it could be, I guess, but for me, I don't have a problem with it. Like I said, he's like, we have a crazy talented back end, like one of the best, I think, in the NHL as far as like ability, talent, skill, all that stuff. So they're all guys that are easy to play with. And then I've played the bulk of my minutes with, you know, Cliffy or Bryce, and the three of us get along really well, and we kind of see the game similarly. So, yeah, it's been fine.
I'll tell you, I was a little surprised when I saw it, and I wondered how you felt, you know, when Tkachuk does what he does, you address it, and he doesn't, you know, he doesn't want to go, which I was very surprised at. Were you surprised? Because normally he will.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to throw gasoline on the fire either, but I thought that he would for sure. You know, I said it a couple of days ago, like, I think he's a world-class player. He's a great leader. I have a lot of respect for him and how he plays the game and how he leads his team. I was a little taken aback that he didn't want to address it right away, but, you know, whatever, that is what it is. And we decided as a team that, you know, it doesn't got to be one guy. Like, we got a bunch of guys that want to step up and help our teammates out. But if that's the case, we have enough guys in here that can do it by committee and be really physical on him. We had a bunch of guys that had big hits on him, and just keep making his night as painful as possible. And then, you know, ultimately it ends up happening super late in the game when I was least expecting it. So funny how that goes. But, yeah, I think we were all committed to trying to send a message on behalf of Zucks that, you know, that's not going to fly with our team.
And finally, you've had a half a season playing for your hometown team. What's it been like for you to play for the Buffalo Sabres, a team you grew up watching?
Yeah, it's, you know, it was a dream of mine as a kid, obviously, so it's been really cool. You know, I wish we were doing better, obviously. The big thing that I've kind of learned from just being around this group is that everybody really, really cares about each other, and not saying that haven't had that everywhere, but to this extent and the closeness you have with the guys, it's not something that happens across the league. So the hockey stuff, I think we're starting to make some strides, and we're turning some stuff around and building some good new habits, and you know, hopefully we can make a run at this thing over the last 40 games. But for me personally, being home, it's been amazing. You know, really close with my family and being able to see them, and you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, stuff like that, you don't really think about. It's been great being home.